Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Matt Wheatfeld. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 6, 1-19. And on a Sabbath, while he was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked and ate some of the heads of grain, rubbing them on their hands. But some of the Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" And Jesus answered them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he entered the house of God and took and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him. And he said to them, 'The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.' On another Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching, and a man was there whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so they might find a reason to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, 'Come and stand here.' And he arose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, 'I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?' And after looking around at them all, he said to him, 'Stretch out your hand.' And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. In these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James, and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who is called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoasts of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out of him, and he healed them all. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. From Sabbath to Sabbath, grain field to synagogue, we now are on the mountain with Jesus as he prays all night, the Son with the Father, and from that communion the 12 are named. Apostles, sent ones, not self-appointed, but given. And he comes down and stands on a level place, not above the crowds or his other disciples, not far from them, but on a level place. There they are, disciples, crowds, Judea, Jerusalem, Tyre, and Sidon, the sick, the troubled, those with unclean spirits, a world gathered in its need. And they came to hear him and to be healed. To hear and to be healed. And power came out of him and healed them all. That, friends, is Easter. The one who is Lord of the Sabbath has passed through death itself. The grave could not keep him. The withering of the cross did not end him. He is risen. And now the true Sabbath stands among us in the flesh of the crucified and risen one. He still stands on level ground, here, among sinners, among the hungry, among the withered, you and me. Your hand may not look withered, but you know the places where strength fails, where obedience falters, where the heart curls in on itself. So stretch out your hand. You cannot do it yourself, yet at His word, He does it in you. For His word gives what it says. Absolution speaks and sin is loosed. Gospel speaks and life is given. Bread is given and it is His body. Wine is given and it is His blood. The Lord of the Sabbath gives Himself as rest. Not a day, but a person. Not a regulation, but mercy. Not fury, but healing. And power still goes out from Him. Not seen, perhaps, but no less real. In preaching, in baptism, in supper, in the steady voice of the gospel. They came to hear Him and to be healed. So do we. Christ is risen. He is our Sabbath rest. He is all in all for us. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our Sabbath rest, You called the 12 to go out into all the world to carry on Your proclamation of the kingdom of God and Your miracles of release. May Your church, with its apostolic foundation, continue to announce the good news that in You there is healing and forgiveness. For You live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.